And to climb Everest, the equivalent of Everest on a bike, and try and set a new Irish record. And as we stand at the minute, we think that he might be on the time, but we're going to have to wait for the update. Ronan, how did today go?
Hey, couldn't have went better, you know. It was the first event I've done in a long time, probably since the 555, the first year done it, that I was, you know, even starting it this morning, I was like, can I even do this? Like, it was, you know, it's... I've done quite a few things on a bike, so there's very little now left that, you know, that I go into nervous, but I was definitely nervous about today. And you know, it's my more gap, and the whole reason I picked my more gap was, if, you know, when I started cycling, I used to just cycle over here to try and get up it even once, and for a long time I couldn't even get up it once. So, you know, to come back today, and I think I end up on 63 or 64 laps, just to be sure, you know.
It's always playing in your mind, though, when you're doing.
It still is.
Still playing in your mind when you're doing for something for so long. You're nervous that have you done enough?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I'm still slightly nervous that I do enough, and you know. But everybody who does the Everest and says that, you know, you're working off GPS and it's never quite accurate. You know, it's a triangulation system of three satellites you're working off, and the satellites are, you know, way out in space, so it's not pinpoint accurate. But I done my homework on it. You know, the first Strava segment I looked at, it was reading way under. It was reading 132 meters of altitude gain per lap. But the way Strava works, it, you know, it's just the very first person that ever cycled up it is their GPS that counts. And that was 10 years ago, so the technology wasn't the same as it is now. Whereas when I did it on my Garmin in practice last weekend, I done 15 laps, and every single one of them was 140 or 142 meters of altitude gain. And then when I looked on Google Earth Pro, it was 150 meters, and I contacted there's a crowd in Australia that sort of officiate this whole thing, and I contacted them, and they had a look at it, and they were fairly confident 140 meters per lap would get me there. So that worked out at 62 laps, and I done 63 or 64 just to be sure. And when we finish chatting here, I might go and do another one. Like, so
you were saying there a minute ago, halfway on it, you were on Alberto Contador's pace at one stage because he set the new world record for there during the week, didn't he?
And that just makes me even more nervous, because there's no way I'm on Alberto Contador's level. So, you know, if I was anywhere close to his pace, that just has me slightly nervous. But you know, the conditions today were perfect. I'm a long time waiting for a day that gets to do it. You know, originally I thought I wanted to do this back in March when lockdown first happened, and then I sort of decided it wouldn't be too responsible to be doing 8, 9, 10 hours on a bike in the middle of lockdown. Like, so we avoided that, and then I was going to do it on the indoor trainer April time or so, and then I actually got on it one day to do it. Everything set up, everything prepared, and then the turbo trainer broke in the first lap. And I was sort of thinking, you know, maybe I'm cursed, maybe I'm not supposed to do this. But you know, eventually the time came around today. I had a lot of help from a lot of people here today, like Alan Harkins was there, my dad was there, and Andy Deary was there. You know, two foreign members and my dad from North Pole Cycling Club, and you know, got a lot of couldn't have done it without them, especially Alan the last few weeks. You know, just rolling everything off him, you know, bouncing ideas off him and planning. And we initially had planned to do another climb, and you know, the funny thing is, had I done this 5 or 6 weeks ago, the time I'm in around might have actually been a world record time. Like, it's unbelievable. But at the same time, I wouldn't have been ready to do it 5 or 6 weeks ago. So, you know, I'm not thinking about that. But
It'll be nice to run and to get, I suppose, a national record of this, or to be the fastest man that's attempted this outdoors.
Definitely. You know, it's... I suppose if, you know, someone offers you a record, you're going to take it, aren't you? Like, it's not something you turn down. So, but that wasn't the main reason for doing it. The main reason for doing it was, you know, the challenge to myself. You know, also the fact that, you know, we're raising funds there for the Community Rescue Service in Northern Ireland. They're, you know, unbelievable group. They go out in rain, hail, sleet and snow and search for people who have unfortunately gone missing. And my wife's family had experienced that firsthand. Rachel's uncle went missing, and you know, the height of winter, November, December, they were out literally every day. You know, doing the hard work there, that, you know, never asked for anything for it. So for a long time, we wanted to do something for them. Now, you know, the fundraiser seems to be going well. So,
But for this year, I suppose a lot of stuff was up in the air with no nationals, no RAS. Well, no RAS as such yet, but you've set your target on this, and now you're going to set. I think you're going to set your target on the Donegal Ultra 555 and have a go at the course record. Is that still on?
Well, like, one of the main reasons for doing today was to train for the 555. Like, so You know, that's perfect finning there. You know, nine hours on a bike up and down a climb. You know, that's very hard to get yourself to do something like that in training unless you've got a good reason for it like this. So that'll definitely stand me in good stead. And the 555, as you say, is the next goal and probably the main goal for the year. Like, so, looking forward to it.